Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Vav Omed Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tof Ayin Hei, which we began yesterday. And we already read the last line on Pei Hei Omed Beis. We'll read it again now. And this telling us the details of the Maror at the Seder. So we said, Achakachi Kachazais Maror, you take a Kazais of the Maror, V'yashkenu Kol B'charoses, you put it into the Charoses, V'lo Yashenu B'socha, we said you don't leave it inside the Charoses, Shelo Yibatel Tamiru, so that you shouldn't lose the significant taste of the Maror, the bitterness of the Maror, by the sweetness of the Charoses. And therefore, the Mechaber says, Mitam Zet Tzorich L'Nar HaCharoses Me'olav, you have to go and get rid of the Charoses from the Maror. The issue footnote number 26 brings down that there's no problem of Borer over here, even if it falls out on Shabbos, the Seder, because the Charoses is a little bit left behind, so Venis and Karl Itzasah brings down, therefore it's not a problem of Borer, you're just shaking it off, and there's no issue with Borer. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis tells us that you take a Kizayis of the Maror, Vafilu Ochal Kelach Sholem, Imo'alin Kivriyosa Loyotza, and even if you took the entire stalk, with the leaves, that's not considered a birya b'fnei atzma that you'd be also with if it's not a kezayis, kol she'en bo kezayis. He brings down from the Truma Sedeshen, and the Sharet Zion and Oshud Beis explains further that even though a birya b'fnei atzma is choshev in certain respects, here you bedavka have to have the zecher for the mora using a kezayis. And he says, my mahani shu birya v'choshev. So what difference does it make if it's a birya and it's choshev? Halo akoponim b'choshu leka zecher. It's not considered a significant zecher unless you have a kezayis. Mishnah Berurah continues, and Sivkot Yud Gimel tells us that you dip the Maror into the Charoses and you shake it off. With the purpose of this, Mishnah Berurah says, Kidei lo homis erez shebesocho, to get rid of the poison that's found inside the Maror. Exactly what this is, we're not sure. The Yesh Makom Moshe Nogim Shakea Kulo, there are places that you don't have to dip the whole thing into it, you don't have to immerse it in it. Elabatibul Mitzaso, just dipping a little bit is enough. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, when is the optimal time to go dip the Maror? This is the same discussion that we had in regard to dipping in the Karpas. Some say you dip beforehand, some say you dip after the Bracha. If you're using Chrein, he brings down from the Stipler Gon that it's difficult to go and dip the Chrein into the Charos. He says in that situation, you can put the Charoses on top of the Chrein. That's if you're using the ground of Chrein. If you're using the pieces of Chrein, then you can dip it into the Charoses. The issue foot number 21 talks about dipping into the Charoses because of the poison. So he says, the rest of the year we don't do this, so why are we so careful to do this on Pesach night? So he brings down the Rosh and Pesachim, Shehov hu tibul shel mitzvah. Since there's a mitzvah here to do this, the rabbis wanted to make sure that this minuscule sakana shouldn't happen the night of Pesach. The rest of the year, it's something that you don't have to be concerned about. But the rabbis were concerned that if something would happen on the night of Pesach, that would be a terrible chilul Hashem. So therefore they said, bedavka to go and do this on the night of Pesach. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down further, shekivan shetiknu b'toras chiyav al kol adam, since the rabbis instituted this as a chiyav, therefore choshesh lo tovo tekol yodam. The rabbis instituted this as an obligation, and they didn't want any tekol to come because of the obligation, and therefore they put in this extra zehirus yaseh robia to nullify or negate any poison that might be present. Chavetz Chaim in the Sharet Zion, Os Yud Gimel brings down that the Pre-Chodesh says that there are those places that don't immerse it fully. And the reason why this will still work to get rid of the poison is because it's even the reyach of the charoses is enough. You don't have to have it immersed in it totally. And also he says, is zechel tapuach. There's also a reason over here, zechel tapuach, that we dip the charoses in there, not only for the poison. And the issue footnote number 22 brings down, the other things in the Charoses are also a zecher for the Shibut Mitzrayim, as we pointed out earlier in Simon Tofai and Gimel Ramah, that we make the Charoses thick to zecher to the tit, to the cement that they had, and we make it red to zecher for the dam. Why don't we make a bracha on the Charoses? It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so the Torah writes, the Charoses is tfeila l'mora, it's subordinate to the mora, and therefore the rabbis were not masakin a bracha on it. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, V'yivarech alechiles morer, then we make the bracha alechiles morer. Again, we already had the bari pri adama from the karpa, so you don't have to make another bracha rishona, but you make now for the mitzvah of eating the morer, v'yochlenu below a seba, and you eat it without reclining. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if kon yudalit, shuzeich liyadus, because the morer is a reminder of our slavery, and it doesn't make sense to recline and show your freedom when you're eating the morer. However, if a person feels more comfortable eating b'haseba, rasha, he's allowed to, it's not awesome. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, after you finish eating the Maror, we're now up to Korech. You take the bottom matzah, the third matzah, the intact whole matzah at the bottom, and you go and break that one out. The Korech im HaMaror, you now make a sandwich with the Maror. It's interesting. The issue footnote number 24 brings down two different ways to bring the matzah into a sandwich. There is an opinion, it brings down from Avoz Zatzal, from the Sefer Vayagid Moshe, that there were those who were medakti from the Lashon over here of the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to go korcha im hamorah, that the maror are the two sandwich parts and the matzah is the middle part. But he says the velt doesn't hold like that, and most people make the matzah sandwich with the maror inside. And that's the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan. In any event, you go and take this, and the Tov Lo B'Charoses, the Mechaber says you dip this maror of Korech also into the Charoses. However, the Ramah says, Hagav Yeshomim De'ein L'Tov Lo, there is the opinion that says you don't dip it in there. V'cheinu B'Menhagim, this is brought down in the Menhagim as well. V'cheinu Isi Nogin, and he says this is the way most people do this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Tezvav says you take the matzah shlishes, K'dei L'Chaim Mitzvah B'Shloshim. So this way we use all three of the matzahs. Sifkot Tezayin B'Korcho Im Amorah. You wrap it up with the maror. V'tzorach kizayis matzah v'kizayis maror. You need to have a kizayis of both of them. The Shari Tzion in Otz Tezvav brings down this discussion from the Shari Tshuva in the name of Tshuva Shagas Aryeh. And you can see this over here in our Shari Tshuva that there is an opinion that says maybe you don't need a kizayis of the matzah, you only need a kizayis of the maror, but ultimately he paskins that you need a kizayis of both. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'tam kri chazu." What's the purpose of this sandwich? K'dei lotzis das hilo. This is the go according to the opinion of Hillel. The Sfirle he holds the kara. Then the pasuk says, "The amatzu sumorim yochluhu." You have to eat them together. B'had the adodi mashal, literally together, and therefore we eat them the zecha to what Hillel said. We call makom. Lotzis rak b'zei yidei achilas matzu achilas marav. So then skip everything else and just be yotzi with this. Ef shabbos manas that we can't do. Afil l'hil. Even according to Hillel, you can't. Because the given the marav is manas zed, the lek ha-pesach eno rak mi d'rabbanon. Because nowadays, the korban pesach, unfortunately, is not here b'shvil avosenu rabban. So we only have the mitzvah marav mi d'rabbanon. And therefore, the taste mi d'rabbanon, the marav would ruin the daraisa taste of the matzah. V'akin kishu yochlem b'yachad. You eat the marav and the matzah together. Osei tam marav. The derabon and mora taste would become mevatel latam matzah shumidaraisa. I feel it was manazed. The matzah still the raisa even nowadays. The issue footnote number 25 brings down from the Chazon Ish the understanding of this is leinyan kiyon mitzvah lo dai biachila b'chdei achilas pras. Ah, you're still going to eat the matzah kizayis in a k'dei achilas pras, but he says no, the mitzvah isn't fulfilled properly if the taste of the matzah isn't there, and the mora is going to ruin the taste of the matzah. And therefore, the Mishnah concludes, and he says, "Mishum zeh tzorech lecho mitchila kol echa b'vnei atzmo." That's why we eat the matzah first alone, then we have the mora, and then afterwards, v'achakach ochel shnei v'yachad, we do the korech. K'dei lasu zeh l'zman shoyed mikdush kayem v'kivu pesach. As a reminder, that in the days of the korban pesach, they would eat them all together. They would eat the matzah and the mora with the korban pesach together. The Mechaber's opinion is that you do dip this in the charoses. Why? This was what they did in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. And certainly, and certainly he would be yotzei putting the mora into the charoses. According to Hillel, this is the first time you're having the mora. So certainly they did this. And he brings down for the Maimon Mordechai. So here too, you dip it into the charoses, but then you shake off the excess mora. But the Ramah says, Sivkot Yudches in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ein L'Tovlo. He brings down Taimon. The reasoning is, Shekvar Kiyam Mitzvah Sacharoses B'Tibur Risho. You already with Makayim over here, the Mitzvah of the dipping into the charoses when you ate the mora the first time. And you don't have to be concerned about the mora's poison, because the matzah will nullify any poison that's over there. And Sivkot Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Ramah said, this is the opinion that he saw, the King Risi Noagin. However, he says, Ayin B'Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah says, there are others that disagree with the Ramah. Sheskimu Da'ikor K'dei Arishona. I assume that De'a Arishona here is the Mechaber, that you should dip it into the Charoses. And he says, that really is what some Achronim say you should do. However, Mikol Mokom Hechi D'Noag Nogu. Every place should follow their own custom. The custom is to dip, you can dip. If the custom is not to dip, then don't dip. Then afterwards, we go to the Mechaber who says, V'Omer, at that point you say, Zechel Mikdosh Kehilo. You actually have to say, we have the words of Omer Zecha L'Mikdash Gehillo. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof says, well, this is a problem. He says, Ayin L'Bir Halacha. If you look in the Dibur HaMaskel, for Omer Zecha L'Mikdash, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha over here, he doesn't understand this Mechaber at all because it's a hefsek. The Mechaber himself is going to say, don't do any talking from after the bracha of Matzah and Marah. It should also go on the eating of the matzah and mora is part of Korach. So how can you go and say this nusach over here? We pointed out previously, if you want to say, we're now up to motzi matzah, you say that before you wash, because you don't want it to be a hefsek. So this Zeich L'Mikdash Gehillel is announcing, this is what they used to do. It should be a hefsek. And the Chavetz Chaim over here says, in this Bir Halacha, he doesn't understand this Mechaber at all. It's very dochak to say that this is part of the Suda. It's like saying, Tol Baruch, go and take the cup and go and lead us in the benching. So he says, it's very difficult to say that this is a part of the nusach over here of the Seder. And he concludes and he says, Tzarech Iyin, he doesn't understand. He says it may be a printing mistake, that somehow the printer put in Va'omer over here. It should really say over here, He says, "Velule dimistafina." If I wasn't afraid to go against what we have printed in the Mechaber, I would have said that Tzorech Lomar b'Mechaber, that the Mechaber really says over here, "V'tov lo b'charoses," and not "Va'omer." It's just "V'tov lo b'charoses zeichel mikdashkil." The Mechaber is just explaining why we do this, but you don't say it. In any event, the minhag today is to say it like the Mechaber's girsa. And Sukkot and Chaf Aleph, this is Zeichel and Mikdash Kehila. What did the hill do? Vanusach Chatzin Ba'agoda. Our nusach is as follows: Kenos Hila Bismach Beis Mikdash Kayukayim Chulei Hayakorech Matzu Morav Ochlam Yachad. He would eat them together. The Yerusha footnote number 27 brings down why don't we mention the Korban Pesach? They ate that at the same time, so it could be to a mistake. He brings down the Chol Yaakov Shekivin Shomer Kenos Hila. Number one, Hila never did it because Hila lived after the Korban Pesach, and number two, Yavul Litos Lechol Atzli. People may then mistakenly eat the tzli. Then the Mishnah continues and he says, "V'yeshukoshev tzorch lomar hayakorech pesach matzah morah." Some do say actually that Hillel would korech pesach matzah and morah. Mechaber continues and he says, "After you said that, va'ochlon b'yachah b'sebi, eat the matzah and the morah together while you're reclining." The Mishnah says, "Sif cotton chav beis, ayin l'el sif cotton tes shukosadu shein tzorch l'vlo b'yachad rach l'haknis b'piu b'vasach." You don't have to swallow it all at once, but you have to go and put it in your mouth. And then you can swallow a little bit at a time. V'chein hu adin hoch. The same thing applies over here. Sivkot and chav gimel behaseba. Why do you recline over here? Mishum matzah shaocha. Because you're eating the matzah. That requires haseba. Albeit, Dirshu footnote number 28 brings down. If you didn't eat it behaseba, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says you don't have to go back and eat it again. You can rely upon the Rav Yod that says you don't have to eat it when you're reclining nowadays. And also because the mara is there and the mara doesn't require reclining. Then the Mechaber tells us over here, what I alluded to before already, Umisha Beirach Alechiles Matzah. Once you've made the Bracha Alechiles Matzah, Lo Yosiach Bedover, don't talk at all. We said you shouldn't talk until you finish the Kizai Matzah, but he says here, don't talk until you're done with Korech. Lo Yosiach Bedover, don't say anything, She'eno Me'inyan Hasuda. If you need something regarding this, please now bring out the Morer again, so then you'll have to talk like that. But to just stam talk, you shouldn't do this, Achio Chakrichazu, until you've finished off Korech. Why? If you really say that this is what Hillel did, and we're trying to, so to say, reenact what Hillel's opinion was, so then you want the bracha, alechiles matzah, alechiles morah, to go also on the korech, on this kricha, and therefore don't talk at all until you're done with this entire part of the Seder. Sivkot and Chavdala, the Mishbar says, wrote Solomar, this is a zecher to what they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. This was the way they did the mitzvah. And therefore, you shouldn't make any interruption over here. So the bracha goes on the kricha as well, the matzah and the morah. However, this is only a lechatchila. If you didn't not talk, if you had interruptions, you don't make another bracha. Sif base. The Mechaber writes, "Vim ein lo yirakos l'tibul rishon elamorer." Remember, we had the karpas much earlier in the Seder. We discussed the halachas of karpas, what vegetables are able to be used for karpas. But let's say you didn't have any other vegetables; you only had morer. Ideally, for the karpas, you shouldn't use any of the five species of morer that are written down in the Gemara. But if you don't have a choice, you don't have anything else besides these five species of morer. So then, in this situation, if you have no choice, yivorech olav b'tibul rishon bar pri adama. When you do the karpas and the tibul rishon, when you dip into the salt water, so then you go and make a bari pri adama at that point in time. And if you're using the morer, the Mechaber says you make ba'al achilas morer at that time also with the karpas at the same time. Mishbur explains the Sivkon Chafei, the Lechatrila Tzorech Liosa Karpas Mimin She'eno Mechameshes Mine Mor. That originally over here, the karpas should not be from the five species that are the bitter herbs. Kide'el B'simun Tofai and Gimel Mishnah Brewer Siv Cotton Chot. And the Dishu foot number 29 reminds us that we said over there that it doesn't make sense that you fill your stomach up with morah and now you're going to make a bracha alechiles morah. So you really shouldn't use for karpas any of the five herbs that could be used for morah. But if you don't have a choice, then you can. And Siv Cotton Chavav, the Mishnah Brewer says, then you make the two brachos, Bar Bri Adama and alechiles morah. Because the F-sharp is Elinho, Kimo B'Shar Pam. You can't do it the regular way you do it when you have karpas, which is different than mora, and then mora. So therefore, Lecho, B'li Bracha, Olavarach, Alechilis Mora, Acha, Kizayis Matzah, you can't do that. The Acha Shikvar, Mile, Kresel, Mimenu, Kodem, L'chein, B'li Bracha, Eno Hogan, Olavarach, Achakach. Because you've already ate it, and now you're going to make the bracha? That doesn't make sense. And therefore, Al-Kain, according to the Mechaber, Yivorech B'tchila, Alechiles Mora. Not only make the word B'Yadama, you make it Alechiles Mora when you're up to Karpas. B'och Rimenu Ma'at L'Shem Karpas, and you eat a little bit there, L'Shem Karpas. But don't have in mind that you're eating that for the mitzvah's mara, because of lechatchila, but you know, matzah v'ha the mara, because you should have the matzah before the mara. Kidiksiv, al matzos umrorim yuchlu, v'chule. But it's not called the bracha levatala, even though you're not being yotzei technically with the mara then. Because you're doing this with the intention that eventually you're going to eat more mara, and therefore it's not a bracha levatala. The Haggadah is not considered a hefsik, even though the issue footnote number 31 brings down in regards to the Bari Priya Gafim, when we make Ashkenazi make a second bracha, we do say the Haggadah is a hefsik, but that's because you're not allowed to drink in between. That's why it's a hefsik. Here, you technically could have a little bit more mara if you wanted to, so it's not a hefsik. But a person should remind himself not to talk anything that's not part of the Seder, because then it would be a hefsik from the bracha until the Achilas mara that you're being yotzi with later on. Then the Mechaber says, "Ubatibul Hasheni." Later on, when you're up to the Mara, Yitbelenu b'charoses. Then you dip it in the charoses. Before you didn't dip it in the charoses. Now you dip it in the charoses. Yochlenu bli bracha, and now you eat it without a bari pri adama and without an alechilas Mara. The Mishnah explains the Sivkot and Chavzayin. Hainu achilas Mara sha'acha kizayis matzah yitbelenu b'charoses. The Mara that you were using for fulfilling karbas, you don't make. You don't have to dip it into the charoses, but now you do. The kivin shemara is zeh ocha kedei l'chai mitzvah mara, because this mara is for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of eating mara. Tzarech l'vtav lu b'charoses ukedin mara bi'alma. This is the reasoning that we brought down previously. You must dip it into the charoses to get rid of the poison, to demonstrate over here all the other things that the charoses is symbolizing. Tzarech lecho gam kin kizayis b'tamze, and that's why you now have to eat a kizayis of the mara. Sivkan chavches bli bracha, but you don't make any bracha. Because shiyatza birchas bar pri adama beforehand, the alechilas mara beforehand, shabirach alechilas mara harishon. Because when you ate the karpas, i.e. the mara as karpas, you made those brachos and therefore later on as well. However, the Mishnah says not everybody agrees with this mechaber. V'dav d'harbi poskim. You can see this in the Shaar HaTzion Oschav Tes. This is the Ramban in the Mechamos. This is also the Ran in this sugya, the Rashbats, and it seems to be Rashi in the Rashbam as well, and others. And all of these poskim chokim out there, they disagree over here with this mechaber, and they hold ula did ho tfei odif bazer lechavim bachilas mara rishon lekayim mitzvah mara. If you're using mara as karpas, then have in mind that you yotzei the mitzvah of mara then. Kivan shemavarich oz asher kishon v'tchulei. Since you're making the bracha alechilas mara. Ula did ho, and according to them, chayiv lechol oz kizayis. You have to eat a kizayis then. V'litbo b'charoses kedin mara, and you dip it into the mara. The mara into the charoses then, and not into salt water. Now, later on in the Seder, after the matzah, when you're eating mara again, you don't make any bracha on that, and that's l'shem karpas b'alma. Now you're fulfilling the concept of karpas. Here you don't have to eat a kizayis, as we've already pointed out previously. Many have the custom specifically not to eat a kizayis by the karpas because of the concern of a bracha achrona. And likewise, you don't have to dip the second mara into charoses. If you want to, you can dip it into the vinegar or the salt water. It's perfectly good. So these Rishonim and Achronim all flip it around. Not like the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you yotzei karpas first with the mara, and then later on, yotzei mara. According to all these other Rishonim and Achronim, you first would be yotzei the mara, and then the second time you're eating the mara, that's to fulfill the mitzvah of karpas.
Today is the yard site of my dear aunt, Berta Glatt, Bluma Sheva by Sicheskel. I learned this shir, Le'ilui, her holy neshama. That concludes today's shir.